It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Is Rimsky-Korsakov the most underrated composer in history? This 19th century Russian composer is mainly known for orchestral showpieces like Scheherazade or the castanet-filled Capriccio Espagnol. These works made Rimsky-Korsakov's reputation as a master of musical color, which is critics speak for decorative surface charm. But he's much more than that. The Bard Music Festival recently made a case for the reappraisal of Rimsky's importance with a series of concerts and lectures that showed his role in forging a Russian national style. Musicologist Richard Taruskin says Rimsky-Korsakov, a Russian naval officer who came to write 15 operas and taught Igor Stravinsky, deserves much better than he gets. In his opinion, he is the most underrated composer in history. Rimsky-Korsakov believed in making a truly Russian music where intuition rather than technique was the guiding process. But when he accepted a professorship at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, he found himself having to teach fundamentals of music theory that he barely understood. For the next 3 years, he taught himself counterpoint. He composed dozens of fugues and studied scores by Bach, who had been a target of disdain among the mighty handful. Rimsky-Korsakov came out of this woodshedding period a vastly more polished composer and added his new technical skill to deepening rather than abandoning the principles of Russian music. Throughout his long, distinguished career, Leonard Bernstein always wanted to write one real, moving American opera that any American can understand. A Quiet Place was his offering. It's a major Bernstein theatrical work that had just vanished, said Garth Edwin Sutherland, VP for Creative Projects at the Leonard Bernstein office. He says one of the reasons is the huge cast, huge orchestra. It's expensive to put the kind of resources that requires. It's difficult for major opera companies to manage. So Sutherland decided to try downsizing the work himself. The orchestra of 72 players was reduced to an ensemble of 18. Creating leaner textures and encouraging a less operatic singing and acting style. This chamber adaptation, a tidy 90 minutes long, was unveiled in 2013 and has recently been released as part of the celebrations of the centennial of Bernstein's birth, with Kent Nagano conducting the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBOX Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.